Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. You know, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? Especially when you're navigating the world with ADHD. Between work, relationships, responsibilities. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget about one crucial thing. You, and I'm not just talking about binge watching your favorite show, although that's self-care too. Today, we're diving into something super important, prioritizing self-care without feeling a pang of guilt. Because let's be real, sometimes it feels like self-care is this luxurious thing, reserved for weekends or vacation days. But the truth is, it's not an indulgence, it's a necessity. Like, think about your phone. You wouldn't run it until it completely died, right? You charge it, keep it running smoothly because it's essential to your daily life. Your brain and body are no different. You need that regular charge to function at your best. So, how do we make self-care a non-negotiable part of our lives without feeling guilty? Let's break down some key takeaways. First up, ditch the guilt trip. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's an investment in your overall well-being. When you feel rested, energized, and mentally clear, you can show up better for everyone around you, your loved ones, your work, your hobbies. You become a more effective, happier version of yourself. Next, identify what truly recharges you. What activities make you feel calm, relaxed, and energized? Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, painting, spending time with loved ones, or simply having some quiet time to meditate or journal. The point is, find those activities that genuinely bring you joy and make them non-negotiable parts of your week. Now, let's talk about scheduling. Ever felt like, I'll get to self-care when I have time? That time never seems to come, does it? Instead, block out specific time slots in your calendar for your chosen self-care activities. Treat them as important appointments that you wouldn't miss, because they are. And speaking of appointments, don't underestimate the power of saying no. Learning to politely decline requests that drain your energy or pull you away from your priorities is crucial. It frees up space for things that genuinely matter, including you time. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. It's not about being selfish, it's about showing up as the best version of yourself. Finally, celebrate small victories. Every time you take a moment for self-care, acknowledge it. Give yourself credit for making that commitment to your well-being. These little wins add up and reinforce positive habits over time. Okay, picture this. You're juggling deadlines at work, trying to coordinate family schedules, and maybe even prepping for a presentation. It's one of those days where everything feels like it's on overdrive. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tension creeping in, your head is racing, you're feeling restless, and your focus is dwindling. Sound familiar? This is where self-care becomes your superpower. Instead of pushing through the exhaustion and risk burnout, you remember to take a 5-minute break. You step away from your desk, close your eyes, and practice some deep breathing exercises. Just that small pause can make a world of difference. You return feeling calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the rest of your day with renewed energy. See? Self-care isn't about grand gestures. It's about those intentional moments that help you recharge and stay on track. So, remember, prioritizing self-care isn't a luxury. It's an essential ingredient for a happy, healthy, and fulfilling life. Ditch the guilt, embrace your needs, schedule that me time, say no when necessary, and celebrate every small victory along the way. You deserve to feel your best. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to self-care strategies? Share them with me in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community of awesome people prioritizing their well-being. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you find this podcast helpful. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.